This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we look at Chapter 6C of Publication 5653, the IRS Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide. This chapter is the IRS's own overview of how the MacRS depreciation system works in a cost segregation context. If you want to understand why different assets in your study have different write-off schedules, this is the chapter that explains the framework. Let me start with the basics. MacRS stands for Modified Accelerated Cost Recovery System. It is the tax depreciation system created by Congress in 1986. Under MacRS, every asset gets assigned a recovery period, which is how many years you spread the deduction. And the recovery period for any given asset is tied to its class life under Revenue Procedure 8756, which is the IRS's master table. In a cost segregation study, we are working with four recovery periods most of the time. First, 5 years. This is for personal property with a class life between 4 years and less than 10 years. Process wiring for equipment, certain specialty systems, and specific furnishings often land here. Second, 7 years. This is for personal property with a class life between 10 years and less than 16 years. General machinery and equipment commonly falls in this class, along with some building components that serve a business activity rather than the structure. Third, 15 years. This is for land improvements. Sidewalks, parking lots, landscaping, fencing, and outdoor lighting. These are not part of the building, but they are not personal property either. 15 years is faster than the building, but slower than equipment. Fourth, 39 years. This is for non-residential real property, the building itself. And 27 and a half years is for residential rental property, single-family rentals, and apartment buildings. The whole point of a cost segregation study is to move as much cost as possible out of these slow classes and into the 5, 7, and 15-year classes. Now, Chapter 6C also explains the depreciation methods. There are three. The 200% declining balance method accelerates deductions into the early years. You take a percentage of the remaining balance each year, not a flat amount. For 5-year and 7-year property, this is the standard method. The 150% declining balance method does the same thing at a slower rate. It applies to 15-year land improvements. The straight line method divides the cost evenly over the recovery period. It applies to real property and to taxpayers who elect out of the faster methods. Chapter 6C also covers conventions, which govern how much depreciation you take in the year you place property in service and the year you retire it. The half-year convention applies to most personal property. The mid-quarter convention kicks in when more than 40% of your personal property is placed in service in the last quarter of the year. The mid-month convention applies to real property. These rules interact in ways that matter for timing. A study that identifies property is placed in service in the fourth quarter may trigger the mid-quarter convention, which changes how much you get in year one. The preparer needs to track this carefully. The last piece Chapter 6C covers is the connection between reclassification and bonus depreciation and Section 179 expensing. When a cost segregation study moves an asset from the 39-year class to a 5 or 7-year class, that asset now qualifies for bonus depreciation under Section 168K. It may also qualify for immediate expensing under Section 179, subject to the dollar limits. These are often the biggest part of the benefit from a study. Reclassification is not just about a faster schedule. It can be about taking the entire deduction in year one. Chapter 6C is the IRS's own reference for all of this. It is the framework the study lives inside, and it is the reference that ties every recovery period in your report back to Section 168 authority. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the depreciation framework applies to the components in your study, take a look at the authority library in your report.